Is anyone here to speak on items not on our agenda, besides this one card I have from Reginald Fagan? Okay, Mr. Fagan, if you're here, come up. This is our public comment period. These are, and I may have confused my labels earlier, but I characterized the interested persons portion, which we have just concluded, except for Mr. Jones, with public comment. But this is for comments unrelated to anything on the agenda. Okay. Mr. Fagan, go ahead.
Hi, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I feel, you know, the energy is focused around the agenda, but I just wanted to, you know, touch upon water quality. I'm a person that's lived in this county, you know, for about 10 years. I live presently in San Luis Obispo. You know, as a child, I grew up and always looked forward to coming to this county, San Luis Obispo, you know, the beautiful lay of the land, you know, the beautiful recreation opportunities. But I just, you know, would like to just encourage the community to try to come together, try to work these issues out. You know, I'm thinking about when I was a kid, and I loved coming here, fishing and camping. I think about the future generations, you know, that are in front of us, and that, you know, what are they going to do if we just keep gridlocking, we keep fighting, politicizing issues. You know, the bottom line is we need to focus our resources. We need to try to come together. We need to try to, you know, look at common ground. I've sat here for the last 3 to 4 hours, and I've heard a lot of brilliant ideas, a lot of different alternatives. I would just ask the board if it's possible, because I'm a disabled guy, and I'm on a fixed income, and I really feel for people that are struggling. You know, it's hard enough trying to deal with the oil, gas price, and all these other issues that we're dealing with today. We need to try to come up with some best practices. We need to make sure that the things that decisions we make are science-based decisions, not politically based. Like I said, I'm a citizen here. I'm an African-American. Don't see too many of them here. We need to try to make sure we bring everybody to the table, because I think so many times people are being left behind. Okay, so I'm just coming up to encourage that somewhere in there we can put the egos aside and start looking at, you know, what's best interest for the future generation. We have to make decisions for the kids. Because I remember being a kid that loved to come to San Luis Obispo, and I just want to make sure my daughter has that option as well. Okay? Thank you, folks, for this opportunity.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Mr. Barrow, you've submitted a speaker card for public comment. And Mr. Barrow, if you get into anything related to Los Osos, I will ask you to step away from the podium, so please don't do that.
Good evening, public and staff. My name is Al Barrow, and I've been a supporter of the Clean Water Act since it was initiated. I've been a supporter of the Coastal Act, protecting our resources. I strive very hard to save water in my daily routine. Some people think I should take a bath more often, but it doesn't matter. I save the water. And I believe in the Regional Water Board system, and I believe in the State Water Board system. I believe especially in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and I believe in their mission, and I support that from my heart. And I think everybody in this room does as well. I don't want you to mistake frustration for a lack of purpose or a negative approach. We all support your mission, and we appreciate the work that you're doing towards that mission. If we criticize you, it's constructively. And it never hurts to get a little constructive. Well, it might hurt a little bit to get some constructive criticism, but take it as a heartfelt assistance, public input to improve our efforts to keep our beautiful planet clean. Thank you.
Okay. Dave Dugan. Then Lindy Owen, and I hope Mr. Jones appears, because that'll be the end of the interested persons.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I'm here to talk about smart growth 2050. I think we had a vision 2025 here not too long ago, talking about water, estuaries, riparian, restoration, wetlands, and growth versus water usage. The San Luis Obispo is going to be doing a amendments to the general plan and other items such as that, which is going to include agricultural, saving agricultural space as well as open space. And people should be aware that what is going on down right now with the San Luis Obispo County and the supervisors and the Planning Commission, that they should be watching and going to these meetings and being aware that they're making changes. That if you are planning on putting a system for wastewater anywhere other than in the middle of your town, that you may have be blocked from doing that if you're not aware what's going on. They're trying to keep areas, green areas around communities, and in doing so, they may block any kind of development that would keep you from siting a system where you want to. Now, not trying to breach what you asked us not to do, I attended a meeting at the supervisors, and we had a pretty good discussion on their vision for 2050 and even sooner. The LLCSD, as well as other small organizations and agencies, should be very aware.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Dubin.
That this is going on. Thank you very much.
Lindy Owen.
Lindy Owen, thank you again for another opportunity. I wanted to do just a little mini primer on why I hate conventional gravity-fed sewers. Number one, they're failing all over America. They're one of the highest infrastructure repair costs that's going undone. There's not enough money on the planet to fix all of them. Now, what you have to think about is you're taking raw sewage and other liquids from a home, and you're putting them in pipes, and you're running them far underground where nobody sees them. And you have test mechanisms to go in and see if they're leaking or if the pipe is broken. But you don't always know until it's broken and it's spewed raw sewage into a drinking supply, into a lake, into an ocean, into a river, onto open land. And so I believe that the EPA has come up with what is called the Small Flows Clearinghouse, and they are urging smaller communities throughout America and people that have to add on to their sewers to look at doing an effluent collection, because what you've done then is you've kept the toxic material in a tank. The tank has much less chance of breaking and spilling, and they can be tested as much easier than the pipes can. All the leaks along the coast of California, the major can't swim here anymore, danger signs up and down the ocean front areas, it's all from sewer pipes. Raw sewage going through conventional gravity-fed pipes. Los Osos would love to do something more creative than that. Thank you.
Okay. Michael Jones, are you here, Mr. Jones? He is here? You're Mr. Page.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Okay. That is it.
I was wondering if I could speak. Just a short period.
You know what, folks, the last few comments really are getting into issues related to what we're discussing today. And if you really had something legitimate that was not related to sewage treatment or siting in Los Osos, I would be more interested in entertaining the thoughts. But we have...
But this doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with administration in general. Of the water board's ruling. Thirty seconds.
Okay. EPA's smart growth policies and objectives of minimizing infrastructure while increasing urban population density cannot be consistent with zero emissions requirement by the water quality control boards throughout the state. If Puerto Colón enforcement is to have a positive public participation, flexible smart growth enforcement that uses a menu of solutions would give the Puerto Colón Act a more contemporary environmental credibility and quicker results. It is the only way we're going to get smart growth density in small cities throughout the state and still meet CEQA regulations and watershed criteria. Public participation is the key. So assuming that the public are a bunch of idiots is a real tragedy. Like myself, I'm trying to find a solution. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Payne, 1 minute.
Thank you for a minute. It was several months ago I put in a card for public comment, and it got lost. And I wanted at that time to welcome Mr. Hayashi to the board, and I'm glad to have him here. He knows a lot about people helping other people and a great family history that everybody should hear about someday. The other thing that I want to talk about is choices. Many, many years ago, the Russians made hats out of a little animal called sea otters, and they almost got rid of them for us, but unfortunately, somebody felt sorry for them. And by the way, my parents came down here in 1953 and lived in Pismo Beach, and my brother used to go clamming for Pismo clams. You know, they were as big as gooey ducks, and they tasted good, and they weren't as tough as horsenecks. And today, you'd be lucky if you can find one an inch in diameter.
Thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Wrong choice.
Yeah. Michael Jones? Okay. Mr. Valesky, tell me, what
is this? Just some general comments about my experiences here, unrelated to the project, and just some issues related to what's going on, but more Bank Cayucas.
Go ahead, 2 minutes. And this is the last interested person comment. We will break after this, and then when we return, the prosecution team is going to put its case on. Go ahead.
Chairman Young, thank you for letting me speak. One thing is that I've been here now for about 7 months, and I envy the Central Coast residents. I do come from Ventura, and Los Osos is an interesting place to work, and it's even more of an interesting place to live, which I do during the week. Since the time that I've gotten here, it became quite evident the frustration that your staff has experienced over the course of the challenges facing you right now. And you've got some real doozies and some great opportunities, though, too. But over that course of time in our latest conversations, your staff, especially Harvey and Allison, I keep wanting to say Alicia, I think that we're starting to grow the relationship that we can cement with your staff over time from a rocky start and actually be productive in helping all of the Central Coast. I think the other thing that the Central Coast has as a really unique opportunity is the ability to use a lot of tools that you didn't have about 23 years ago or, heck, even 5 years ago. And I see that reflected a lot in your young staff, also in a lot of the young engineers and environmentalists that I see coming out now and their excitement on these opportunities that I, as an engineer from many years ago, didn't have. It's pretty cool stuff. And we'll talk about that later when you give me permission to do that, and I appreciate that. I do want to ask that we do look at the problems that we're faced with on the Central Coast in light of those new tools, both in technology that can be applied and also the comments on some of the regionalization issues. Now in an era of very, very sketchy energy costs, we may be better off to look at growing over time a system or a linkage of systems that have been used in other areas of the state that we can afford and that make use of all the skills of your staff and the citizens and the technology available to you. But I did want to come up and say thank you for the staff time and their cooperative effort. Thank you, Mr. Young.
Thank you for your comments.
Can I make one 30-second comment?
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Dustin Mattingly again.
What is it related to?
It's not related to Los Osos sewer or crap problem. What it is concerning
Name, please?
Dustin Mattingly. I said that before.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if maybe you know, besides to Mr. Blakesley, who I see you all give your full attention to, maybe the rest of the people you could treat like people, not emails where you can glance at it and look away. I just noticed you guys were looking out the window or at the camera or doing your hair or something. This gentleman had his hands
over
his eyes.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
So if you could just take a break,
folks. We're going to come back at 4:25. We'll start the prosecution team's presentation.
Mr. Chairman?
And
yes. We did have those list of people who asked for priority because they have to leave. I have no objection to taking them out of order, given the late hour.
Well, these are the individual CDO recipients, correct?
We had one expert from Sonoma County and then I think two or three individuals that had to leave early.
Okay. Well, the expert certainly we can take out of order, no question about that. The individual recipients, let me talk about that.